Live from the Tucson Festival of Books on the campus of the University of Arizona, it's the number one weekend radio show for the Arizona homeowner. It's Rosie on the House.
And a great big Arizona good morning to you all to hour two of Rosie on the House. We are down on University Plaza at U of A on a gorgeous, cloudless Arizona Saturday morning. We both have a little sweater on. it's warming up quickly.
We won't need it long.
We're shaded
under our exhibit booth.
If you are in, out, about, or around the Tucson area today, and you've never been to the Festival of Books, you are missing a spectacular event. I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but it's one of the biggest events in Pima County. And there are booths that line the entire university mall of publishers, book wholesalers, schools, and Rosie on the House. And we get to be here because we published a calendar.
It's actually an event we wanted to attend for several years just because of the amount of people that it does draw. But they said, you're not a publisher. And when we started printing our home maintenance calendar, one of them got a hold of it and said, you know what?
You're now a publisher.
You're now a publisher. Would you like to come down? So we are here. I don't know. This is our third or fourth one. And I will say the kids section, I don't know if I've just never found it before or if that's an expanded edition. But, I mean, the section they have for kids.
There's one big booth that's just called Grandkid Books.
There's one that's
Raid
free books.
I'm going to raid that. Yeah, there's one that says free books. That's right. I'm going to be raiding that one. How about the booth that said 100 Things to Do in Tucson? Got to go grab that book.
You know, and when it's not even open yet. It opens at 9:30. Now, there's already people walking. There's no one that's going to kick you out if you're already here. But so many of we only got to see exhibit names.
Empty booths yesterday as we walked around.
So
that's for sure.
We've got our list of what we'll go hit after the broadcast is over.
There's one for Historic Empire Ranch, which is actually one of my very, very most favorite places in all of Arizona, down there around Sonoyta and Elgin. Absolutely gorgeous country.
A lot of your country and western movies were filmed there,
that's
including
right.
Oklahoma
including,
was filmed.
That's right.
Not in Oklahoma, but in Arizona.
There's a booth
at least part of it.
For Western Writers of America, you know, so no telling what kind of collection is going to be in there. And then there's a booth for the Presidio Museum, which is located just kind of on the north and the west side of downtown Tucson, which is the site or very near the site of the original little community adobe building that started Tucson back in the 1700s. So that lots to see here. If you're in the neighborhood, drop on by.
The amount of different societies and groups that there's the Arizona Poetry Society, Arizona Mystery Writers, there was the Tucson Auburn Society, the National Authors Association. I mean, the amount of different...
Bring a wheelbarrow or a backpack and all your kids with empty backpacks.
Writing groups.
Yeah, it is. So we're here today live meeting all of our friends. We've had several people come up and introduce themselves to us so far. Familiar with the article we publish in the Daily Star, the program that airs on KGVY and KNST down here in Pima County. We're also honoring this week, they're closing out the Women in Construction Week, which was March 6th through 12th. The Arizona chapter of the Associated General Contractors Association wants to just scream out in a big way, congratulations to all the women in construction. They actually highlighted a few women in construction. Crane operators, heavy equipment operators, project managers, assistant project managers. I'll tell you what, it's a big, big growing labor resource pool for the construction industry is the women that are coming into construction. And boy, we are welcoming all women into the industry with open arms. So congratulations for that. Today, we'll be talking about windows a lot today. If you have a question about your exterior windows or doors, feel free. That's the topic of the day to join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-767-4343 48, and we'll get you online and answer your question as quick as we can. The article we've published for the blog this particular week is The Do's and Don'ts of Window Care. And one of the first things we would encourage you to do now, the windows, as we move into the summer months below the Mogollon Rim, the spring and summer months, the importance of checking your doors and windows goes up exponentially. We recommend that you would go around every single door and window on these colder mornings and pass your hand around the outside of the window frame and any place the windows meet, where the sliding window meets the fixed frame. Any place there's a mullion or a divider in the window pane itself, just pass your hand over those areas. And if you feel cold, we like to say, to keep it simple, cold seeks heat. Okay? If you feel cold inside your house on the palm of your hand as you're going around those doors and windows, that's a sign. That's every place your cold air conditioning is going out the window in the middle of the summer. You could do exactly the same thing this summer when it's 112 outside and you're trying to keep your house at 76. You could go outside and pass your hand and you'll feel the cold air escaping. So this is a great way to do a preseason check on where your windows may be leaking. Do the palm test on all your exterior windows and doors. And I'll tell you, here's a little bonus. Put your hands around the electrical outlets that are on outside walls of your house. You'll be surprised how much cold air is coming in there as well.
On double pane windows, if there's any kind of dirt, fog, debris in the middle of, in between the glass panes, that means the seal is broken. And that seal is, you know, I mean, it's not like you need to go out and replace it today. It's obviously still, the glass is still there, but it will continue to just grow as moisture can now get in between there. You know, moisture carries a lot of things in it, dirt, dust, debris, that can all soak in. And
it etches your glass. And eventually, it's like your glass is constantly fogged all the time.
So, and there's not really a way to replace that. There was one invention that drilled holes into the glass, shot jets through it, water, cleaned it out, and then they would pump a sealer into it. But it didn't stay around long, so I'm just not sure if it really worked as well.
I lost track of them.
As
and as if you see wanted. That on your insulated window, you know you've lost the insulation seal. So the effectiveness of your window in keeping the heat out or the cold out is drastically reduced when you've lost those seals.
So that means window shopping time.
That's right, it is. At least the glass replacement for sure. Now, look out for leaks and improper drainage above, around any vents, or make sure the sprinkler system isn't spraying up against any of your doors or windows. That exposed, prolonged exposure to moisture isn't good for any window at all. And then the other thing I would have you do while you're doing that is take a look at the weather stripping. Depending on the type of window you have, if you've got the typical aluminum frame window, you've got like little bitty 3/16 inch wide felt strips that are fed into little runners in the frame. And that's the weather stripping that's designed to keep the dust, primarily the dust, out of your house. Also to eliminate some of the drafts between the window panes as well. Well, that material is notorious for getting dry, brittle, and extremely dirty over 5, 7, 10 years. Stop and take a look at that. It can be purchased. You can replace it. So don't hesitate to take a look at that. And if you're accumulating little puddles of dust on the sill or sash of your windows after dust storms, that's probably where it's coming from. So take a good look at inspecting the weather stripping.
And then the hardware, the mechanical equipment that operates the window, whether it moves out and in, or if it slides up and down, or slides left to right. You know, all of those tracks and hardware, they will eventually wear out if you've got one. Now, you have to determine whether it's the mechanical or, you know, sometimes it can be the window frame inside is shifted, and it's actually the frame that's not perfectly square and causing the window to be stuck open or hard to close one way or the other. But if it's the window's still perfect, if the frame's still in perfect condition and the house hasn't moved, you know, anything that's not operating is probably the mechanical equipment, and a lot of that stuff can be easily replaced.
I was at a home visiting with a homeowner who wanted to visit about a remodel, and they took me over to a particular window in the family room a couple weeks ago and said, "Rosie, can you tell me why this window is so hard to slide open and close?" And it was almost impossible. I mean, you had to really lean into it even to get it to crack at all. And I said, "Well, how long has it been doing this?" Because, you know, the first thing you think is, well, the house must be settling. We're getting some stress and strain on the header of this window. And they said, "Well, it's been that way since we moved in." I said, "Well, how long have you lived in the house?" 16 years. I said, "Well, chances are this window was never installed correctly in the first place, so we could take away the drywall corner bead, open the sheetrock, reshim, reinstall this window, and you'll probably be fine." So when you're dealing with a window problem for 16 years, it's probably not a new situation. It's probably something that has to do. Yeah. From the way it was originally installed, and you know, I've never seen a window that was originally installed out of plumb. There's thousands of them. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live from the University Ball down at U of A in Tucson for the Festival of Books. And if you'd like to join the conversation, we're talking windows, but we'll answer any question about any home remodeling or repair project you're trying to tackle. Just call us 1-888-767-4348.